Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMB Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. I had a couple interesting conversations with a couple coaches and wanted to talk about a little bit more of a touchy-feely topic this week. We'll take a few minutes to unpack this, but I think kind of the core of the conversation here is that, and this may be more in line with the parents, something that parents I think need to consider, but the players as well, is it's really important to understand that this process of recruiting in college baseball, when you get there, it's stressful. There's a lot of competition and it requires a lot of hard work. It requires a lot of commitment. But in my experience, having coached for 10 years, and I'm sure you've seen this in your 16 years of coaching as well, is that as soon as the love of it, as soon as the love of it goes away, as soon as it's not fun anymore, and I don't mean smiles and rainbows and candy type of fun, more that you enjoy showing up every day, that you enjoy the competition, that you enjoy the weight room and the travel and the process that's involved, and that you enjoy putting on the uniform. As soon as that goes away, I think it's really hard to get it back. And I think sometimes that this process can be daunting and we can suck the love out of it for kids because it becomes such a results-oriented process. And this probably even goes back to, you know, when kids are 8, 9, 10, 11 years old and you're seeing parents flip out at umpires and doing all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I've seen it with guys who've gone on to play pro ball, and when they finish up pro ball, you know, we talk to them like, "Hey man, why'd you decide to shut it down?" And, "Well, it wasn't fun anymore. I wasn't enjoying doing it." And I think it's important not to lose sight of that, that these are 15, 16 year old kids, 17 year old kids that are going through this. And you got to make sure that there's that love of the game and the enjoyment that should be a part of baseball is maintained as long as humanly possible. Because I think as soon as that goes away, I think it gets really, really tough to go through this process. And I think it gets tough to really show up every day and put your best foot forward. So just want to take a few minutes to kind of unpack that and hit on that topic, because I do think it's really important. And you know, we talk a lot of business on here in terms of the do's and the don'ts and the realities of recruiting. And I think that it's worth a few minutes to hit on a topic that I think is really important.
Sure. You know, I think you sent something to me the other day, Shane Battier, talking about what he talks about with his kid after games. They don't even talk about anything game related unless his son brings it up. And I think there's a lot of value in that. You know, there's no matter what, you know, and as being parents, like you can talk to your blue in the face, like you're still dad or mom. You know, and I think it can become combative. That's not even, I said that wrong. I'm sorry. It can become combative and taken the wrong way when, you know, yeah, there's probably just all good intentions behind it. But, you know, I think sometimes, you know, and you see them nowadays where that, you know, no one's getting a scholarship and respect the referees or the umpires. And there's a lot of truth in that. You hear us talk about this stuff on here week in, week out, about how the recruiting process is slowing down and you're really not going to get recruited until, you know, the vast majority of college baseball players are not going to get recruited until the summer going into their senior year of high school. You know, and if you're a eighth grader, ninth grader, 10th, like your sole focus as a player and as a parent is to get your son better at baseball, or daughter, whatever it is that you're doing, get them better at whatever sport it is that they're playing. You want to keep the fun in this, because at the end of the day, like you want them to go out and compete and do what it is that they can do best on the field to continue to develop. The games are where you're taking the swings in the cages and the ground balls and the fungos and the live reads and all those things and putting it into practice. And this is such a hard game to play, right? Like it is one of the hardest games to find success in at a sustainable clip over the course of a season, because there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. And, you know, Coach Ross used to say this all the time. You can never get too high. You can never get too low. You got to stay somewhere in the middle. And it holds true for a season. It holds true for a game. It holds true for a lot of different things. A baseball game, there's no time limit. You can play theoretically for as long as it takes, you know, and it's a long, arduous process. And the season is, you know, you're playing, you get to college, you're playing 40, 50, 56 games. It's a long time. You get too high, too low, you know, it's going to go away soon. You know, and I think when it's a game based around failure, and then you start to kind of pile on when you're not finding success, it can suck the fun out of it relatively quickly. And, you know, I know that might not be the intention, but there's some times where you kind of got to step back and be like, okay, what's the thing to be said here? And look, when I was 15, 16 years old, like, I was fortunate enough. I love my parents' death. My parents didn't know a whole hell of a lot about the game of baseball. So there wasn't a whole lot of conversation surrounding what just transpired. And I do think that helped me in my journey as a player. But, you know, I don't know. My wife and I have this conversation all the time. Like, we're going to be hands-off parents when it comes to this stuff. You know, my wife was a Division I lacrosse player. She's the head lacrosse coach in college. I coached for 16 years, played Division I. Like, I don't want to be that dad who just, you know, piles on my son. You know, so it's striking that balance and being able to keep that fun in it so that they do want to continue to get better and compete and try and do the things it is, because it breeds a lot more confidence, not just on the field, but in everything else it is that they do, right? Like, the more confident you are in your sport, the more that starts to carry over into other parts of your life. And you want to continue to be able to do that and not breed this, you know, this hate for the game, or like losing the love of it and the anxiety that comes with it, all those types of things. So, you know, I think being able to kind of be mindful of the fact that you're, especially at the younger ages, because I've seen it when I was recruiting, where it gets out of control for 10, 11, 12, 13 year olds. And I hear horror stories, like, no one is getting recruited until they're well into their high school career. Like, there's no reason to panic. There's no reason to think anyone needs to be recruited at 12 years old, because it's not happening. I will tell you unequivocally, I never cared, and I do not know a college coach in the country that cares what tournament you won when you were 12 years old. Don't care. Literally could not care less. You were 12. Sure. Don't care. What are you doing at 16, 17, 18? That's what I care about. And you know, I think so many times people get caught up in the NLI stuff and the scholarship numbers and everything that you see going on nowadays. Like, no one's ever going to, like, I shouldn't say no one's ever, because that's not true. The vast majority of people are never going to get a full scholarship to go play college baseball. So unless you're going to play hoops or football, the vast majority of people who are going to go play at the college level will not receive a full college scholarship. So flip that off in your mind and let your son or daughter go develop, get better at whatever sport it is that they're playing, and let them enjoy the ride and the process that this is, so that they can ultimately become the best version of themselves.
Spot on, coach. And I think kind of the theme of this is that at the core of that is that the kid enjoys doing it. And, them showing up every day and competing and having fun being with their teammates, especially at a young age, like, if they can do that and they get fired up to have an ice cream because they played hard, like, cool, enjoy it, move on to the next day. And I don't think that fundamentally changes a whole lot when they're 15, 16 or 17 years old, is they have to enjoy going there. Cause the moment that they dread putting on a uniform, the dream's over.
Mm-hmm.
The dream's over. And, you know, you want your kid to wake up every day and be excited about going to the gym, being excited about, putting on the uniform. And it doesn't mean that you're, like I said, it doesn't mean that you're smiling all the time. Like, you need to work, but you have to enjoy doing that. That's important. And when they enjoy doing it, they're going to get a lot more out of it. They're going to commit a lot more time to it. They're going to be more dedicated to it because they actually want to be there. They enjoy mm-hmm. being in the gym. They enjoy putting on the uniform. And I just think it's something that gets lost in this process sometimes because it is so, what is my plan? Am I executing my plan? Did I do my, you know, am I doing enough outreach? Am I going to the right tournaments? And yeah, that stuff matters too, but I don't know if any of that matters if your kid doesn't enjoy actually doing that kind of stuff. So certainly not an indictment on parents. I think it's just a gentle reminder to everybody that this process is stressful. It's hard enough as it is. Let's make sure that we don't suck the joy out of it. Because you want them to get to college with some fire in their belly and some excitement that they're going to go and compete. Because when they get there, it gets even tougher. The recruiting process is stressful. It takes up a lot of time, a lot of resources. But when you get to college, it's even harder. And I think that's a tough thing for people to wrap their head around is that the recruiting process is just a step to the next phase of upper level competition. And when you get there, you better enjoy it. So make sure that all those steps along the way that we don't suck the fun out of it.
Yeah, agreed. Not an indictment on anyone. It was just more something we saw and thought that we should talk about. But I think it holds true. So let the kids be kids. You already lived your life.
ELE. Everybody love everybody.
God, I love ELE.
Yeah. What movie is that from again?
Semi-Pro.
If you haven't watched that.
Will Ferrell's in the front of the bus.
Might not want to watch that with like a 13-year-old. But if you're an adult, I suggest you go and watch that. It's one heck of a
ELE. Everyone love everyone.
Anything else you want to add there, Coach?
Mm-mm. No.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.